Det var egentlig, hvis det kom fra, så er det lidt pludselig, så fuck det ved andet, så vil man bare give.
Ja.
Der er jo en lyst til bare bare med ham, så fordi ved jeg ikke, at Charlie har stået til det, så det er sådan meget, det var egentlig, hvis det bare det ved andet, så er det svært at tage ud fra, hvor bare det giver. Ja. Andet, det kunne det være, hvis man vil det give. Ja. Når man Charlie er sikker, der har det der, så kunne det give. Ja. Men så vi kan godt sikre, hvis det tænker, at man kan bruge det, men det er fordi det. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Vandana Shankara Raghunanda Giri Gauravanam Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Mathuravanam Ki Jai Navadvipanam Ki Jai Jagannathpuranam Ki Jai Jamunamayi Ki Jai Ganjasmayi Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveja Vakravinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Pimanani O glorious assembled devotees. O glorious assembled devotees. O glorious assembled devotees. Glorious, O glorious, all glorious, the Sisi Guru Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Hariya Krishna Prisaya Bhutale Smriti Bhakti Tita Shana Sri Anavasti Krishna Hariya Bhutale Smriti Bhakti Tita Shana Sri Namabasa. Offensive chanting, namaparat.
Chanting which is not pure.
Namapas, receive it. That is Sanketa. Sanketa. It is part of Namapas. It is part of it. Sanketa. We talk about Sanketa. That day? And what? He just forgot. So how will you practice? We're still here, you have forgotten. Let me hear. Higher worship, yes. Yes. Namabhasa is very powerful. Namabhasa, very powerful. It can take away all the those who are ghostly haunted. Namabhasa can destroy that, has the power to destroy that. Namabhasa, person chanting Namabhasa, the influence of the stars will be neutralized. We don't have a influence of the stars to the evil planet will not affect one who is chanting Namabhasa. Namabhasa has power to destroy that. Yes, we discussed that day. Namabhasa cannot give Krishna prema. Yes, we discussed that because it's not pure. But it is suspicious it can give us promotion to. Yes, what are the things we discuss? Namabhasa is like the sun which is not manifested yet. The sun is there, but it's still covered with cloud, not fully manifested. We discussed it that day. Yes. Four types, yes. One. Yes. Sangeeta. Yes, pardon. Yes, Toba. Hela. Yes, we discussed that day. Yes. Now we are looking at the book too. We are looking at the book. Right? We discussed it. We should take it seriously. We should practice what we discussed. We should practice. And if we don't practice what we are getting, we cannot have a full benefit. We should practice what we have been given. We have everything available. Everything is available in Krishna consciousness. And we are trying to see if we can facilitate all this. But it's our duty to practice. It's not just enough to just hear. Should practice what we have had. Yes. What are the things we discussed that day? Namabhasa.
Is the chief of all pious activities.
The chief of all pious activities. Yes. Who is example of Sanketa? Example of Sankita. We discussed that day. Can you remember? You're not supposed to look at the book now. You're supposed to. Yes. You're supposed to tell. This we discuss. For a few days we have forgotten. 1 year? Jhanina. Jhanina. I can't remember what the two of you spoke. Yes, there were many mentioned. Now God cannot take us back to God. We discussed two types of ignorance that day. We didn't discuss it? Two types of ignorance? Did we discuss it that day or not? Huh? So what are the three ignorances? Three ignorances, what are they? Yes, we don't know the identity of the name. Who is his name? We don't know. Then?
We don't know the supreme identity of the
Supreme Personality. We don't know the identity of Krishna. Who is the Supreme Personality? We don't know. We don't know who we are. What is our relationship with the Krishna? Just ignorance. We discussed that Nama Bas is higher than Yoga. Right? Tapasya. Jagya. All this thing we discuss. Okay, today we are going to look at offenses, blasphemy of Vaishnavas. Let us look at blasphemy. So we don't wait. Let's move forward. Blasphemy of Vaishnavas. Let us hear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas giving us a wisdom. Gododara pranajaya janava jivana jaya sitanatta srivasadi bhakta gana. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, O Haridas, now describe in detail the offenses to the holy name. Not translation? The translator? So we're going to translate. If you sit in the chair, what if you sit together there? It's better. You can hear properly. We'll be on the same level so we can connect. You have to connect, communicate properly. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Haridas to describe in detail the offenses to the holy name. Haridas Thakura answered, My Lord, by your power I will say whatever you make me to say. Whatever you ask me to speak, I will speak. In other words, I'm going to repeat what you are speaking through me. I'm repeating what you are speaking. You are the one speaking what it is coming through me. This is what Haridas is saying. Offenses in the holy name are analyzed as 10. 10 offenses in the holy name. A Vaishnava must be very, very fearful of these 10 offenses. Vaishnava should be fearful of the 10 offenses. Why?
Why is that? Oh, yes, offenses are different from sin. You understand? Sin is different from offense. Sagor Govinda Maharaj, he gave an example. Sin is like a dust on a mirror. You can use a hand to wipe it, or use a cloth to wipe it. It will go off. That is sin. But apara, offense, thunderbolt, devastating. So how does he want to be very fearful? We should be fearful of offenses. Because it is devastating. Offense. Offense is what? Like thunderbolt. Thunderbolt, Lord Indra's weapon, very dangerous. So dangerous things are always frightening. So we are afraid. How does the same we should be fearful of apara? To blaspheme or criticize Vaishnavas. To blaspheme or criticize Vaishnavas is what? Aparada. So, okay, let's look at this word. What is the meaning of aparada? Aparada. What does it mean? Aparada. Away from Radharani. Throw away, throw out, yes?
No rather.
No rather, yes? When you throw away, no rather, yes? Appa. Means what? Yes? Give up? Give up rather than throw away rather than. That's one. It's repeat the same thing. This one thing. One. Appa rada, yes? To draw away rada. No rada. In one word, no rada rani. Displacing. 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 If you displace somebody who is our benefactor, do we have any hope? Yes. Yes. Banned and cancelled. Right? Yes. Without Radha, there's no Krishna. So no Radha, no Krishna. So it finished, completely finished, closed. So offenses means no bhakti, no Krishna, no Radharani. That's apparent. So, to blaspheme a Vaishnava or to criticize the Vaishnava is what? Aparada. We are throwing away Radharani. Or Radharani is throwing us away. Or we are creating a big demarcation, a stumbling block. What is decisive of blasphemy? What is blasphemy? What do you mean by blasphemy? Blasphemy. What is the meaning? Blasphemy. What do you mean by blasphemy? You speak ill about. Fault finding. So look at it. Look at it very carefully. What do you mean by we are throwing ourselves away from Radharani? So we mention what? Is to speak ill about some devotee. Right? Do you see how it is connected? Do you see it is connected? You speak ill about somebody, you are throwing yourself away from Radharani. So for example, I'm speaking about your bad qualities, your bad activities, and that is my focus. So am I a good person? Am I a good person? Because I'm meditating on the garbage. Garbage is my meditation. So how am I good, the person? So it's not throwing away radarani. Yes. Yes. It's not displeasing. Who likes a nasty thing? Who likes something which is very nasty? Who likes it? So this is displeasing. We are feasting on garbage. We are throwing away what it means. So devotees should not speak ill of other devotees. And for me not to speak ill of you or you not to speak ill about me, we should behave properly. We should behave properly. If I don't want you to blaspheme me, I don't want to blaspheme you. We should behave properly. Let us behave properly. We should do, act nicely. So I won't say any bad thing about you. I won't see anything bad to speak about you. It is important that all of us should behave nicely. We should behave well. We should cultivate a good character. So this will give me a chance not to blaspheme you, to give me a chance not to mean you not to blaspheme me. Both of us, we have to help each other. We should behave nicely. Because it is natural that when you do something wrong, somebody will say something about it. Even if I don't speak about it, my mind will speak so much about it. So we should try to help each other by behaving nicely. Let us behave nicely. So that we not speak about that. It is the duty of the spiritual master to chastise, to criticize a disciple, not others, not brothers and sisters. He has to see both sides. To correct. And so you're not in the management position, you have to keep quiet. Or you report it. Report some unpalatable situation. You should put it to the appropriate authority. Not to go and form a club and be feasting on that kata every day. Very dangerous. But we are not doing that person, but it is ourselves we are doing. To consider that other living entities, such as demigods, are independent of Krishna, like Lord Shiva or Brahma, they are not independent. If you consider Brahma, Lord Shiva, other demigods, to be on the same level with Vishnu or superior with Vishnu. Great offense. just like if a secretary is sitting on the chair of the director in office. What is that? How do you call that? Huh? One day you enter your office, a secretary is sitting on your seat.
Disgrace. It's disgracing the officer.
A director enters his office one day, his secretary is sitting in his chair. What is that? The workers and the director, they will be happy? No. What will happen?
Dismissed.
You'll be dismissed. Sorry. Yeah, you'll be fired. Immediately. You'll be fired. So we should not do that. It's an insult on Lord Vishnu. No one is equal to him. No one is above him. Everything is under him. Everything. Including Maya is under him. Three, to disobey or disrespect the Guru. What is disrespect to Guru? You don't worship somebody before your Guru. Or you step in a Guru's shadow, on his shoe, on his bed, on his chair, like we're just talking about. Secretary sitting on a chair. All these things are disrespect. Because the spiritual master is representing Krishna. Whatever he tells us, it's just like a doctor telling a patient, take this medicine, it's good for your health. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the night. If a patient said, no, doctor, that is your own business, that is your own, this is not my own. What will happen to that patient? He will die. The sickening. So to disobey the order which he gave by the special master is very dangerous. So we disobey. We are directly disobeying Krishna. Directly. Because what he is giving is coming from Krishna. He is simply passing it on. To disrespect the scriptural authority, the Vedas are giving us a lot of information about Krishna. That is how to serve Krishna. It's showing disrespect, keeping our books on the floor, giving it to the children to play. All these are disrespect. Disrespect. To interpret the meaning of the name and to think that the glories of the name are imaginary. It's an imagination. The name is not so powerful like that. It's a problem with Gopal Chapa. Gopal Chapa. Harada Sakura was speaking about the glories of the name. This Brahmana was very, very angry. And he was insulting Harada. Harada is speaking scripture to Brahmanas. Who give you authority? Harada Sakura said, my dear Brahmana, I am nothing, but you know the scripture, you know everything. So you can tell us with authority of the Holy Name. He couldn't explain. So Harada explained, Nama Basa is better than depression. And one cannot compare depression to it. It is a great offense. This Brahman was very, very angry. Depression that I worked so hard to attain, you are speaking so little about it. He couldn't understand that. And he cursed Haridas, which means cursing himself. If what you are speaking is not true, your nose will follow. His own nose fell up. Not only his nose, but his beautiful, wonderful lotus fingers all melted off. And the feet also melted off. At a white leprosy. He suffered like that till he died. Very dangerous. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the Holy Name. Because the name is so powerful, so we can commit sin and chant the name to neutralize it. That becomes very dangerous. We can become purified from any level of our material existence, if you take shelter the Holy Name, which is different. But if one is taking shelter the Holy Name to commit sin, that's a different thing. It becomes very dangerous. To give the name to the unfaithful who are not ready to accept it. Someone who is not interested in Krishna consciousness. We should not become Bhajita Bhavana. We want to save everybody, we want to liberate the whole world. Yeah, yes. We should have that desire, but not by force. We don't force someone who is not interested in Krishna consciousness to take the name. to consider the holy name as karma and pious activity. In the scripture, there are so many regulations mentioned for sacrifice. As Swami Dajake, we should not think that they are on the same level with the holy name. It's not. It's an offense. Nothing is equal to the name. The name is completely independent by Krishna. To be inattentive while chanting the holy name. Inattention. It is the mother of all the ten offenses. We already discussed inattentive chanting. Have we discussed inattentive chanting? No. We will not discuss that yet. Inattentive chanting. We shall discuss it. After having taken correct knowledge, being aware of the glories of the name, to remain attached to the material world of I and mine, and ultimately reject the name, is a great offense. We have heard a lot about the glories of the name. We have the philosophy. In the beginning, doubt is a symptom of intelligence. Doubt. What is this? Why do you do RT? What is incense meant for? What is chamara refani? What is all this? These are symptoms of intelligence. But after one has been trained sufficiently, I want to see remain attached to the same thing. That is no more intelligence. It is now a stumbling block. We will not make advancement. These shall be described one after another. The first offense known as sadhu ninda. Criticism of Vaishnava is very harmful for those wanting to progress in spiritual life. So first of all, let us look at the sadhu. Then we can understand why it is an offense to blaspheme the sadhu. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna enumerates to Uddhava the characteristics of a sadhu. Krishna describes what are the qualities of sadhu? There are 26 qualities of a sadhu. A sadhu has 26 qualities. For example, we won't be able to mention all of them here. For example, a sadhu is what? Very merciful. Okay. I'm going to give you assignment. You want assignment?
Yes.
You want some assignment?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. A sadhu is very merciful. That is one. So, okay, now we'll mention one of them. Then you take a sample. So you listen to all of them. And we want you to select 5. Out of 26, you select 5. The 5 are the ones you don't have. Do you understand? Select 5 out of 26. Out of the 26, the one you have, don't select it. The one you don't have, select 5 out of them. So one, a sadhu is merciful, tolerant, equal to all. Very truthful, is purified, engaged in welfare activities for mankind. He is free from lust and desire. self-control.
It's willful.
Lust. Yes. Desire. It's lust. Desire. Self-control. Control. Free from possessiveness. Gentle. Clean. Regulated in eating and other habits. Peaceful. Patient. Steady. Attentive. Grave. Control over the six gunas. Not expecting honor, not expecting honor from others. Giving respect to all, respect to all. Expert. Poet. Knows the scripture. Out of these qualities, what is the best? Which one? Which is the best that all the remaining 25 are resting on? Surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. One who is fully surrendered to Krishna. Krishna Ekashara. One who is fully surrendered to Krishna. He is fully surrendered to Krishna. So you take five. Look at the five. Look at all of them and take five. The one that you know you don't have. I don't have this five. Or before you do that, okay, take that five, then we'll do that. Or okay, before you do that, how many of us have all of them? Okay. Yeah, answer the questions, all right? Okay, now we'll select five which we don't have. Five which we don't have. Five. Take five. Conveniently, on their own. Five. Select five. Only five. Five is too much? Only five. You're not writing? Don't select anyone? They are all 26? They're all in the head. You finish? You have all finished? Five? You got to five? You have? No, you've selected your own. Have you selected your own five? Okay, so one is humble, right? That is your own, humble. Okay? I don't want you to read it to me. You should keep it. You keep it to yourself. What to do with this five? What to do with the five we have selected is how can I develop these qualities? How can I develop them, these five? What are the ways? Please write it down. What are the ways I think I would apply to develop these qualities? Write it. What do you think you're going to do to develop these five? Write it. You know, writing? I'm prepared. It's assignment. They have assignment. It's good. Yes. Finish? You have written what are the ways, what are the things you want to do to develop the five qualities? Okay. Everyone finish? I'm not humble, so how am I going to develop this humility? Right? So you write it. You're writing? Finish. Very good. Does it make sense or not? Does it make sense? It is mentioned here the qualities of demon. These are qualities of what? Demon? The qualities of what?
Sadhu.
A sadhu has these qualities. The one who has this quality is what?
Sadhu.
What are we? What are we? Sadhus. Sadhus, yeah, we are sadhus. We are sadhus. So this is our ornament, which we... Yes. This is what we dress up ourselves. Put on this ornament. Look very beautiful. Yes, even if we have physical bodily, our physical body is ugly. Anyone who has this 26 quality becomes very attractive. The whole world will be looking for you. Is it not? If you wear this ornament, the whole world will be attracted to you. Sadhu, a devotee. So we are practicing Krishna consciousness to be a sadhu. So these are the things we need to put in place. We need to develop these qualities. Is it necessary for us to develop these qualities?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So just by chanting Hare Krishna every day and giving principles, is it not possible these qualities will just develop automatically? So then why do we need to work on them? Understand my question? So why do we need to work on them? Since by chanting Hare Krishna and following our system, we can develop them. So why do we still need to work on them? Yes, sir. Yes, and understand. We will achieve Krishna prema. We can achieve them if you chant Hare Krishna, keep the four devotee principles and do service. These qualities you will develop in due course of time. So, but why do we still need to work on them to develop them? That was the question. You understand the question?
To improve our chant.
Yes. Because our chanting is offensive. Because our chanting is offensive, therefore we need to work on them. Okay, very good.
We think we are doing well, we are chanting for a real, we are doing well, the fact that the result is not committed, that something is wrong.
If something is wrong, therefore, we have to work on ourselves. Very good. Practice mm-hmm. Mudbuffet. Yeah? Good. Why do we need to put effort into this while when by chanting and following our system we are making progress? So why do we still need to make effort in practicing this? That was the question.
These preaching classes.
To preach to others.
Preaching.
It is preaching to ourselves.
If somebody knows an anybody see us like that. So they will be motivated.
So people see us with this quality, they will be attracted. The interest in Christian will, they will be encouraged in Christian consciousness. Okay. Alright. Do you understand my question? Yes.
You engage more in
Christian consciousness. You engage more. Why? Why should we engage more? That was my question. Why should we engage more? Because what we are doing already can give us these qualities in due course of time. What do we need to put more effort? Do you understand? You understand my question?
Maintain the standard. To maintain the standard so that we don't go down, to maintain and we go upwards.
You want to maintain the standard, so therefore we should practice. The Kali Yuga is stronger than all of us, true or not? Kali Yuga is very, very strong, it's stronger than all of us. So if you are fighting somebody who is stronger than you, will you succeed?
No.
So what to do? What to do? You borrow more strength to act with what you have, otherwise you don't succeed. The person you are fighting with is stronger than you. What is the chance that they're going to win? Kali is stronger than us. So if you want to succeed, we need extra support. Therefore, we need to put more effort to be able to meet up with our opponent. So to put effort in trying to develop these qualities is important. All right? We want to meet up. We need extra strength to meet up. Otherwise, you won't succeed. Gajendra was able to succeed because Krishna supported him. He is in the wrong environment. The elephant is stronger on the land, not in the water. The crocodile is stronger in the water, not on the land. The crocodile was in the water. So that his environment was stronger than Gajendra. Gajendra had to call for extra effort. He succeeded. So if we don't look for more order, more strength, we would succeed. The Kali Yuga is not moving on our speed. You know? Not moving on our speed. So we need to acquire more strength. To do that, we need to put more effort. Then we can meet up. So to develop this quality of a sadhu, in Kali Yuga, the process, chanting the system. Don't look at the quality of how we chant. Look at the quality of our association. Look at the quality of the mentality which we use in doing all the services we do in the name of the Western service. It's very low if we are very sincere to ourselves. The quality of our offerings are not so worthy of being offered. So we need something to add it, to make it offerable. They will require more strength. Need more effort. Right? So why some ones have these qualities? They are called sadhu because they have these qualities. 26 qualities. So let us take the five, and now we have planned how we are going to help ourselves develop these qualities, right? Which one do you, who is Atman? Because you always, which one is Atman? To overcome humility, to develop humility, what have you planned? Not. Want to become?
As the same quality that Sadhguru.
And how will you do that? How will you do it? Okay, want to increase or chanting. Very good.
And review also.
Review, very good. Alright. Very good. Okay, thank you. Now we have to work on the things we have written. We should work on it. So next year we'll see. We'll see how we have improved on these things. And next year, we're going to look at what you have written. We'll look at your life and see if there is change. We're going to see if there is a change. If we are doing something and are not getting a tangible result from it, to be frustrated. Is it not? If you are doing something, you're getting result, good result of it, you'll be encouraged, right? Yes, yes, you'll be motivated. You're working and you're getting promotion. How will you feel? If you're getting promotion in office.
Satisfied.
Yeah. Want to remain there, is it not? Would you like to announce? You become attached to it. But you're working there 20 years, you're still remaining the same rank. You don't think this is a good profession? There is a, I have made a mistake choosing this. Maybe I should change this profession for something lucrative. So for our Krishna consciousness to become meaningful, we need to look at advancement. We should look at advancement. There is a progress. Krishna consciousness. So it is very important for us to work on these qualities of a Vaishnava. 26 qualities are there. We have selected 5. Let us work on them. 1, 2, 3. Ready? Go! Hare Krishna. Next thing, we'll check on it. All right? Criticizes such a Vaishnava goes to hell, birth after birth. For there is no path for real liberation other than bhakti. And bhakti is obtained only by the mercy of Vaishnava. Alright? Bhakti is obtained by the mercy of a Vaishnava. So, blaspheme a Vaishnava means what?
No mercy.
Yes. Therefore, how does Sakura speaking? Whoever criticizes such a Vaishnava who has these 26 qualities goes to hell, birth after birth, for there is no path for real liberation other than bhakti. And bhakti is obtained only by the mercy of the Vaishnava. The mercy of Krishna, Krishna's mercy is not what Krishna. Krishna's mercy is what Krishna's devotees. Repeat. Krishna's mercy is not what Krishna. Krishna's mercy is what Krishna's devotees. See, if you criticize a devotee who is going to give you mercy for Krishna, there is no Krishna. Therefore, to blaspheme, to criticize a Vaishnava is very, very dangerous. You're going to see a big man. In terms of either material or spiritual, he has facilities to help us. He's a big man. He has the facilities to help us. And you are going to meet this man to help you. And you beat his child. The child is crying. And the man came out and he saw. You? Will you give you what you are going there for?
He won't answer you.
He will not answer you. He's angry. He will send you back. Get out of my house. That is how it is. We should be careful with devotees. Be careful with devotees. In a pure Vaishnava, recite Krishna's energies of bhakti, Ladini and Sambit. Thus by contacting a Vaishnava, one can also receive Krishna bhakti. For this reason also, the food remnants, the food water, and the food dust from the pure Vaishnavas are three powerful articles for creating bhakti. Food remnants, the water that wash the feet of the Vaishnava, and the dust from the feet of the Vaishnava are what? Powerful, potent items that can make us become successful in Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavata, Jatvarat explains the secret of his success in Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj also gave, one who does not smear his body or her body with the dust from the feet of a Vaishnava, who has never taken the full remnant of a devotee and never taken the chandelier of his feet, can never become a pure devotee. Does it make sense? Yes. So devotees who are really fortunate, who are experienced, they always hunger for this. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, he was visiting all the holy places until he met Madhavendra Puri. Nityananda Prabhu fainted. Madhavendra Puri fainted in pure love of Godhead. When they regained consciousness, Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, I have traveled all the holy places. Wherever I have visited, I find the temple empty. All the temples I have visited, they are empty. So my heart has been in pain since my pilgrimage. But today, I have found the success of my pilgrimage by meeting Vaishnava. It is never said. Lord Krishna resides in the body of Vaishnava. And Krishna himself confirmed that. Naham tisthanti Vaikuntha. If you go to Vaikuntha, you never see me there. I'm not in Vaikuntha. Krishna said. Speaking to Lord Buddha, you find me in Vaikuntha. Where? In the heart. The devotee question. That's where Krishna resides. So the mercy of Krishna is what Vaishnavas. So if we want to chant in pure holy name, we should take shelter of Vaishnava and not blaspheme or criticize him. It is through the Vaishnava that these three things are in one place. In the body of Vaishnava, Krishna is there. And because Krishna is there, all these three things are in one place. If you get them, life is finished. Material life finished. A Vaishnava will be criticized on four counts. His caste, by birth, previous sins or faults in his life, in this life. The birth, the caste of the Vaishnava, the previous sins or faults in this life, that is two. An unpremeditated accidental act of sin. And present traces of previous sinful activity. For fault we may see on the body of a Vaishnava. How many? One is the caste, the birth. Many devotees have this problem. ...80% of devotees are in a bodily platform. Even more than 80%. They're in a bodily platform. Oh. Don't take initiation from the black guru. Why? Is it because you don't have a Hindu Vaishnava? Why are you taking initiation from the black? All these American militias, they cannot do this thing. This thing is our property. This is for us. Is that true? It's going on very strong. Yes. Very strong. Very, very strong. Very deep rooted. The heart of devotees, Hare Krishna devotees are chanting Hare Krishna. This contemplation is very deep rooted. Going on there in the heart. I visited one temple one day in India. So I was laughing. One devotee saw me. Said, devotee, Brahmachari. So he was looking at me, look at my dress. So I offered him a blessing. Is he a sannyasi? Is he a sannyasi? Should I offer blessings? Say not. So I saw he was struggling with himself. I was laughing. He's chanting Hare Krishna, succeeding on every day, keeping more prison for me. But this is the problem. He was having. I was standing there laughing. Now look at him. I turned my face away. He was in confusion for a long time. This one is a small one. These are bigger ones. Very big ones. Yes. Big ones who have already spent 40 years in the movement. Yes. They spend 40 years in this movement. this problem is still there. So when are we going to become a devotee? Because our philosophy starts from where? Our philosophy begins? Where? We are not the body. So after spending 40 years in this movement, we have this problem. So when are we going to start Krishna consciousness? Yes. It's a serious disease. Haridas Thakura is speaking about this. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Haridas Thakura in the beginning, when we started, we said something. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakura. What did he tell Haridas Thakura? As regards this point. In the beginning of this, our discussion with Hanabjit Tamani, we mentioned something about this particular issue. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about Haridas. What did he say? We mentioned it in the beginning. Haridas Thakura, you have paid us. A yavana is to liberate them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say you are degraded. You took bed is your compassion to help them. But here, the devotee doesn't have this vision. We are having a materialistic vision towards the devotee. And here, when I hear here now means here Mauritius. Many devotees, they go to a temple only if their guru is there. If their gurus come, the whole temple is full. If their guru goes, they will not come to the temple again until the next time when their guru comes. What is that? What is the meaning of that? What does that mean? The body, we are the body. The body. So please don't think that they are chanting Hare Krishna when this contamination is deep rooted in the consciousness. Yeah, Hare Krishna mantra is alphabet, not the holy name. The chanting alphabet. You cannot make advancement because you don't know the process. You don't know the formula or a Vaishnava, or being a Vaishnava, or being a devotee of Christian consciousness. You don't know the formula. How will you succeed? You don't know the formula in mathematics. Will you pass the exam?
No.
So if you don't know the formula of bhakti, how will you become a devotee? How will you develop all these qualities, 26 qualities? If my guru comes, then I can go to temple. How many times a guru comes to their country? How many times? How many times a guru come to the country? And how many days? It's only one person who stays 30 days. Not all gurus who come here stay 30 days. 3 days, 4 days, 2 days, 1 week.
1 week.
Yeah, 1 week at most. It's only one person stay for 1 month. So you're going to come for 3 days and for a year. And you come to a country temple for 3 days in a year. What is your bhakti? We should look at these things. I don't want us to just speak big philosophy and just remain hanging there, far away from reality. We want to bring this thing very clear so we can identify with it and work on ourselves to make a master. This is what we're doing. That is our mission. To make Krishna consciousness applicable. Make it possible. We can identify with it to our level and make a consciousness. Get clear from all these contaminations. That's our mission. Though all these conditions may be present in a Vaishnava, they are insubstantial ground for criticism of a Vaishnava. Haridas Thakura is saying what? Even if you see these four defects on the body of a Vaishnava, that is nothing. Don't take them as something to hold on to criticize the Vaishnava. Because don't forget Ajamila. Don't forget Ajamila. Ajamila. was living with a prostitute when he was delivered. What does one do with prostitutes? Eh? What does one do with prostitutes? Same thing as it says. A gentleman was living with a prostitute when he was delivered. We should not forget this. What am I talking? One who is chanting Hare Krishna, there is assurance that he's going to be delivered. So looking at his previous life is very, very dangerous. Don't look at the previous life of a Vaishnava. Very dangerous. One who so blasphemes, a Vaishnava will be punished by Yamaraj, because the Vaishnava is spreading the glories of the Lord's name. The Lord does not tolerate such criticism of a Vaishnava. Therefore, giving up dharma, yoga, sacrifice, and gyan for the name of Krishna, the Vaishnava is the topmost person. Criticism is a serious offense. Furthermore, he does not criticize the scriptures or the demigods, but simply takes shelter of the name. Say, we should eagerly take the dust from the feet of Vaishnava. Eagerly. Put it in our head. Take his foot. Challenge it. And what? The fruits of the land. These three things we should hunger. We should hunger for them. We should get them. We should get them. Our child has said this is the way to get pure love of God. It will soften the hard knot as a result of our simple activities. It will melt it. And then Krishna will shine. When we chant Hare Krishna, everything will become very sweet. Should learn to treat Vaishnavas according to their level. Yesterday, but this is another Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada said, if you mistaken a pretender for a Vaishnava, that is your problem. You don't make advancement. You should know who is a Vaishnava. You should take advantage of that. Such things as caste or ashram, wealth, learning, youthfulness, beauty, strength, or number of followers are not a factors. These are not the qualifications to make one the Vaishnava. They are called externals. So we should not look at Vaishnava on the body. We should look the Vaishnava to the ear. To the ear. Not with the eye. To the ear. To go to Vaishnava with the ear, not with the eye. With the eye, you're going to see fault and make offense. With the ear, you drink the nectar and get purified. So one who has taken shelter of the name should not indulge in criticizing the Vaishnava. Because one who criticizes a sadhu is not situated in bhakti, but in aparada, against bhakti. A serious person therefore should not indulge in criticism, but associate with, hear from, and serve the sadhu. So associate with the sadhu. Associate the sadhu. So hear and serve him. Not to criticize. Don't look at his body. 39 o'clock. All right? It's really 9 o'clock. I'm going to stop here. If there's any one question. One question? Yes?
You are right by practicing this non-peace in the world.
This even in the morning we recite this thing, but how do we practice it the day, during the day? How do we practice it? During the day, we chant in the morning, to now have this, to now have this, to now have this, 2 minutes in the morning. The whole day, how do we practice it? How do we practice? Yes, I agree with you, but how do we practice? I'm saying every day, we recite every morning, in all temples in this country, we recite this prayer, but how do we practice it after reciting in the morning, through the whole day till night? How do we practice? How? Do we remember we throughout the whole day? Only 3 minutes in the morning we remember. Throughout the whole day, do we remember it? Do we remember? Forgot it. We should try to understand what we mean. We should try to understand this system very carefully. Alright? Thank you very much. Sri Krishna Varanam ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. Pranam Prabhu ki jai. Hare Das Thakur ki jai.